This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, before we talk to the world's best courage coach, Laban, for the first time here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, a few things I want to announce as well. Also, I did see an interesting comment from Stephen in the chat room. It says, very insightful discussion with Rolf Christian regarding Russian culture, the Russia-Ukraine conflict, and where this may lead. Also, the reason that smiling at someone in Russia strikes terror was fascinating. That's the thing about these cultures that we in America or the West have no earthly idea. We've never walked in the shoes of the average Russian and lived through, if you will, that which is embedded into their DNA, right, through their history. And the things that Rolf Christian revealed in our discussion on Sunday's radio show, Super Don, when is the full, because you made it available immediately, 24 hours before it aired, to our Patreon supporters, which was awesome.
Right.
But I want to make sure you have the edited version so that the bonus round that they missed, the 20 minutes extra, 25 minutes extra, they can hear everybody.
Yeah, I'm going to put that together tonight. So okay. We'll do that this week. I haven't picked a specific day.
Okay.
Maybe give our patrons on Patreon another day or two.
Yes.
To make sure that they get to see it. And then I'll put it up probably on our Brighteon channel, maybe Rumble as well.
Okay. Special thanks, Super D, for doing that. I know that's extra, but that interview was really profound, and it went places that, you know, I know Rolf Christian, what he's seen, but it was great stuff.
Nope.
So thank you to your patrons, and we want to continue to reward you, to give you a little bonus, and eventually get it out to everybody who's there. So thanks for your patience, everybody else. I appreciate you, too. Upcoming events, we'll talk about that. Also, I missed the question of the day last hour. I'll probably have to get that. After
we'll do that in bonus time.
In bonus time or something. But yeah. It relates to Tullio Simoncini, the doctor who recommended utilizing topical iodine 7% on cancer external and baking soda or some form of pH alteration for cancer internally. And I've got some personal experience with that I'll be able to talk about in answer to that question of the day. So links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. And you'll see as you scroll down into hour two, our special guest joins us now, Laban Ditchburn. And that sounds to me like James Bond. It's like a name that Ian Fleming made up. Laban Ditchburn. I'm sorry. It's awesome and cool. But I'm like, really? Like Clint Eastwood. But those are real names. What happened? Laban.
But of course, Robert Scott Bell, it's a real honor and thrill to be here with you today.
Oh, we got the best James Bond on with us, too. Excellent, Laban.
Buenas tardes from Mexico. Robert Scott Bell. Thank you so much for having me. I've been waiting for this podcast my whole life.
Well, yeah, that's very kind of you, but I don't believe you for a second. But really cool. Now, you clearly from Australia originally, and I obviously want to get a lot of your backstory, how it led to this courage coaching, because what I've seen of your Aussie brethren the past couple of years, we've had many featured stories and even guests from Australia, some Americans that moved to Australia, talking about it. It was very disappointing as to how willing they were to give up certain freedoms because of certain events, that perhaps it wasn't in their DNA like it is here in the DNA of an American, like to not give up the right to keep and bear arms, even if there's a tragedy that occurs. Was that precipitating? What is it about the experience of being an Aussie that would allow for that to happen?
Well, this is going to be of interest to everyone listening. We were living in Australia until we fled the tyranny of lockdown, and my new wife and I got out in September and October of 2021, respectively. Mm. Incidentally, my wife, Anna, she's Russian. So there's all kinds of things we can explore today, but I got to say, it's two words, no guns, no guns. I was actually born in New Zealand, spent the first 20 years of my life in New Zealand. I've got a New Zealand mother and Australian father, so you're right on both counts. But I've got to say, man, the psychology of the people in Australia, in Melbourne especially, where I was living, where I can attest them out to first-hand anecdotal stuff, is mind-boggling.
So to call them, in American slang term, wussies, what would be the term that you would use in Australia for that?
Well, look, what's really important to me, Robert, is I've made a commitment to myself a little while ago never to use negative self-talk. And I think it's people that need to be waken up. I think really that's what it is. And that's what's the most heartbreaking thing about it. I realize everything happens for a reason. I realize everything happens as it's supposed to, but it is heartbreaking, especially when it's family and really close friends as well.
Yeah. Now, yeah, this is the thing. When we get to that point of they wanted to shake us, right, when we weren't complying with their mask, and we might have wanted to shake them to wake up, right? And there's this point where we, you know, you're seeing this conflict, and it seems to have no resolution. And yet I have great compassion, quite honestly, for people that have made choices I disagree with. I don't want people attacking them in that sense. But when they foment attacks against us, we have a right to defend ourselves. And I think that's a fundamental flaw in thinking in some cultures, where they don't have that belief in that fundamental right, God-given right to defend life, in a sense, where they give it up to some entity that will do it for them. And that's an illusion or a delusion that we now see in the COVID era, that tyranny and lockdowns, even in America, the attempts were successful in certain areas more than others. That is a lesson that we must learn from time to time, generation to generation, or we will fall back asleep and have to fight our way back to freedom, which, you know, I point out, they never give it back to you willingly.
Hey, man, and I think what's really important in my own life is I just want to know the truth so I can make an informed decision. You know, I have conquered a lot in my life, and over the last 6.5 years in particular, where this world's best courage coach comes about, which I'm sure you're all curious to know what that means, is that I have conquered drink and drugs and gambling and philandering and limiting beliefs and negative self-talk. I had an incurable autoimmune disease that I put into full remission, started running ultra marathons, met the woman of my dreams and found my purpose. And when you go through that kind of experience, you learn a few things along the way. And because of how I was lied to with regards to my autoimmune disease, I had GERD, gastrointestinal reflux disorder, like chronic heartburn from the age of 19 until my mid-30s. Mm. I was used to the misdirection of the medical system when COVID came about. So I was, maybe there was the blessing in disguise of having to go through all of that adversity to get to that point that really allowed me to be a lot more awake than maybe what your average punter might be.
A punter? There's a great, that's a great word.
Now in football, slang for gambler.
Yeah, and in American football, a punter is someone who kicks the ball when they didn't do, but a punter. All right, so you're telling me my story, my history right now. Although I was that way from 0 to 24 with all of the intestinal issues and being treated by medicine, wrongly diagnosed, wrongly told about what it was, what it wasn't. So it allowed me, in answer to prayers, to see through the language of what we call the medical matrix today, to overcome it, and then to teach others to do the same or better. So I see a lot of similarity, just a different age. That's the only, you know, distinction in regards to what we've concluded today about the lies that are perpetrated, even by those who mean well, because not everybody's in on it. They simply are regurgitating things they've been programmed to believe. And unfortunately, they have the power of authority because the governments of the world have adopted or have been captured by those belief systems. So those of us in a theoretical or actual minority are, you know, working on the defense of our rights, yet being called all kinds of names. We talked about the epithet of selfishness, right? And I said, my gosh, if I'm not selfish enough to take care of myself and my family, how am I going to be selfless to help anybody else, right? So the disregarding of basic concepts of taking care of self and calling that some kind of a criminal act causes people through social and peer and media pressure to begin to become collectivists. And that denies our divinity as individuals created of God.
Amen. And there's a great quote from a guy called Les Brown, L-E-S-B-R-O-W-N. If you don't know Les Brown, get on YouTube after this and check him out. He says, ask for help, not so that you appear weak, but ask for help so that you can remain strong and keep asking for help until you get it. And asking for help and being able to receive help is miraculous on a few different points, because when you receive help, you allow someone to give help. And it's not all about being one-sided. But when you are able to receive help, and I've gotten really good at receiving help, and anyone that tells you they get anywhere successful in life without help is telling you a few porky pies, I can assure you that. But what's happened to me is I've been able to help way more people than if I just stayed in my ego and just pretended like I could do it all myself.
Mm-hmm. And that is something that people don't realize, and we might have to break through like you did, and I had to do the same, to learn that it is also a gift to allow someone to give you a gift, to help you, right? It's not just about being willing to show vulnerability or weakness, because that ultimately is a strength in reality, to recognize you can't do it all, got that mental construct of ego trying to lead the way and ends up creating a lot of damage. But the willingness to give up everything to allow someone to give you a gift that they want to give you is a gift. And I don't know why that's so difficult for a lot of people. Maybe I forget how it was for me, or maybe for you. Maybe you could find a way to bridge that for folks.
Look, I think ego plays a big role in this. And over the course of my transformation, the crux of it was really 6 years, I have eaten so much humble pie that I am full. And for a man that was gluten intolerant, it was not a good thing at all. But what's been the amazing blessing is I've become really comfortable sharing my story. And what people think of me is none of my business anymore. In fact, I put everything in my book, which came out late last year. And the reason I did that was my commitment to myself to take ownership of all the naughty stuff that I got up to, right? And now the bad things that happened in my life are actually my superpower and my fuel. And I've reclaimed all the power in that now. And so there is no dominion over me anymore. People cannot hold that. If I was ever to run for politics, no one could ever say, hey, Laban did this. Because it's like, well, it's already out. It's already in that interview. It's already in that book. You know, it's already in that tweet. So for me, that has been a tremendous learning, and I would really encourage people to treat yourself like someone you really care about. And, you know, really, what people think you know is none of your business, and people aren't even really thinking about you 99.9% of the time as well.
Isn't it those that concern themselves with what other people think of them really an ego trip? Isn't that a weird thing to say? You're like, but I care about what people think of me. No, really, you shouldn't, because it's a waste of your energy and time that you have here. To be who you really are meant to be here. What is your passion? What is your mission? If you're always concerned about what people think of you, how much will that detract or distract you from the real reason you're here?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came in the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, I think maybe this is a great place to share what the world's best courage coach means, because this is not an ego statement, by the way. This is a declaration that I've made to myself, and I wake up every single morning in the beautiful subtropical Mexico and I ask myself, how would the world's best courage coach conduct himself? And in September of 2021, I watched a video on YouTube with a guy by the name of Steve Hardison. Now, Steve Hardison, up until recently, was an enigma. He didn't really exist anywhere. He lives in Arizona. He's a devout Mormon guy, and he's known as the ultimate coach. And to give you an idea, to work with him would be an investment of $200,000 for 50 hours' work. He has coached some of the most extraordinary people. He had Yala Van Zandt, who's Oprah Winfrey's coach, and he never, ever used to go on podcasts or interviews. He's turned down going on the Oprah Winfrey Show many, many times. And this video is about him and a football player, Deuce Latuli. It's 2 hours, 10 minutes long of DNA ultra-ringly good content for me. And I was so moved by this man that I got his phone number and I called him up. He picked up the phone and he said to me, "Hi, Steve speaking." I said, "Steve Hardison, it's Laban from Melbourne, Australia." He goes, "Laban, so great to hear from you. I've been waiting for this call all my life," right? You heard that before. And I said, "Steve, I just wanted to ask you one very specific question." He said, "What's that, Laban?" I said, "What do you need help with?" Because I knew I had nothing really of any other value to offer this man. I knew he was very wealthy. I knew he had a great relationship with his wife. He said, "Laban, I just want to thank you for asking me that question." I said, "You're welcome, Steve." And I said, "Hey, are you still not doing podcast interviews and that kind of thing?" He said, "That's right, Laban." I said, "Oh, look, no worries. The reason I ask is I'm a speaker, I'm a coach, and I've got this amazing podcast series called Become Your Own Superhero, and I'm well on my way to becoming known as the world's most positively influential speaker." But someone that I respect and admire recently said, Laban, there's too much ego associated with that statement. And Steve Hardison, a devout Mormon, he goes, Laban, you tell that person to F off. He used the full word, right?
Wow.
He goes, do you know who I am? And I go, who are you, Steve? He goes, I'm the best coach in the world. And when he said that to me, it came from zero ego. It was a transformative moment in my life, and a conversation with another coaching friend of mine, we came up with the world's best courage coach. And at the time, my darling Anna had to go back to Russia to testify against a sexual predator when her stepfather, when she was growing up. We can talk about that in a minute if you like. You know, during an international lockdown, we weren't allowed to leave the country. We had to get special permits to leave the country. We needed money. And so working with this coach, we came up with this formula. And I was going to start reaching out to the CEOs of the biggest companies on the planet and use this line, which I'm going to share with you in a minute. And I tried a few different companies. I rang and spoke to the CEO of Zoom and tried to get through to Cisco and Walmart, these other ones. And it was getting dark in America. So I rang this company in Australia. And this guy picks up the phone. He says, hi, Tony speaking. I said, Tony Zarka? He said, yes, it is. I said, Tony Zarka, it's Laban Ditchburn from Melbourne, Australia. He goes, oh, hi, Laban. Have we spoken before? I said, Tony, we've never spoken, but today's your lucky day. He goes, why is it my lucky day? They've been laughing. I said, because, Tony, I'm the world's best courage coach, and I teach your people how to take bold, massive, and strategically courageous action to facilitate miraculous outcomes. Now, he invited me back a week later to present for some training and coaching to that company, for Hodges Real Estates, the oldest real estate company in Australia. We jumped on what was supposed to be a 30-minute Zoom, went for an hour and 45. And I asked him one question about what he wanted to do with the business, and he spoke for 45 minutes. The power is in the listener. The power is in the listener. And I said to him, Tony, what about having the best real estate company in the state of Victoria in Australia? And his eyes opened a little bit, and he looked up and left, and he started nodding a little bit. And I said, well, what about being the best real estate company in Australia? Now his eyes are really wide, and he's really nodding. And I said, Tony, you do realize that in order for you to have the best real estate company in Australia, you need to be the best real estate CEO in Australia. And 2 minutes later, I had the CEO of this real estate company out of his chair on a Zoom call, yelling at the top of his lungs, I'm the best real estate CEO in the world! And transformed my life in the process. And the reason I wanted to share this story with you all is that you all have Michael Jordan-level genius. It's something in your life. And when you can figure out what it is that God, the creator, whoever it is that you believe in, put you on this planet to do, you will never work another day in your life, not in the same way. You will receive fulfillment in ways that you've never received in your life. And I would encourage you to think about, what am I world class at that other people find really challenging? What do people always ask me for advice for? And then the third thing is, what is it when I do it and I walk away that I levitate with fulfillment and goodness? And if you can answer those three questions, you'll be well on your way to figuring out what you are best in the world at.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Shock, anger, heartbreak, a lot of tears.
Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown on CNN as his city wakes up Sunday dealing with a tragic mass shooting at a grocery store. New York authorities say they're moving quickly to prosecute the 18-year-old man accused of murdering 10 people at the grocery store. The man is being charged with first-degree murder for allegedly shooting 13 people. 10 of the victims died. The man is pleading not guilty. Pro-abortion rallies taking place across the United States this weekend. Some of the organizers of the protests making it well known of their intentions. Rachel Carmona is the executive director of the Women's March.
It is day one of our feminist future, and it is day one of a summer of rage where we will be ungovernable.
USA Radio News. A federal judge is determining the legality of the White House's attempts to end the pandemic-era border policy, Title 42, which makes it easier to kick out illegal immigrants based on concerns of them spreading COVID-19. There's bipartisan support to keep the policy in place as Border Patrol expects immigration to get out of control if Title 42 ends. But Rio Grande City, Texas Mayor Joel Villarreal says the situation is out of control right now.
The influx is already here. We are seeing troops gathering on the southern side of the Rio Grande River. And yes, cartels are profiting from this trade.
Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is leading a delegation of Republican senators on a visit to war-torn Ukraine. Video shows McConnell, accompanied by Senator Susan Collins of Maine and John Cornyn of Texas, being greeted by President Zelensky in the capital city of Kyiv. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Dude, that's so fun. I'm just like pumped just listening to you. It's just fun to think about it and embody it, right? And again, to do so in a way that is not rooted in something that can be taken out at the knees so easily, right? Because if it is ego-driven, it's like it's a false claim, so to speak. But what you're doing is guiding folks to get beyond that, and it isn't about that. I think we have a link to Super Don. You put this in the notes, I believe, the World's Best Masterclass, worldsbestmasterclass.com. It says there's a free four-hour masterclass. Evans Putman will be there. Laban Ditchburn, that's you. And Now We Know You, going to be there. And it's a like free four-hour thing. I'm thinking all the money spent on this stuff, that could be a good investment.
Well, what that is we've created a mastermind group because we call World's Best, and it's for anyone that wants to declare themselves the world's best in their chosen niche or niche, depending on where you are in the world. And the reason that we do that is because we've seen the transformative effect that that has had. And people like Les Brown have joined our mastermind. We've got three Hall of Fame speakers in a group of about 11 people already. And we turn up and there's three parameters. $10 fine for any negative self-talk. You turn up with what value can I add this cohort? And then the third thing is you bring all the challenges that you have in your life. And when you enter in these engagements with a service-orientated mindset, all the ego's gone, and there's just this amazing momentum that's created with wanting to serve and help people. And you can do this without joining any mastermind. You can go into every single interaction, like I do, thinking, what value can I add this person's life? It'll change your life forever, I promise you. Money-back guarantee.
Gotcha. All right, so I do see something that's more current that might have already happened that's called an Upgrade Your Life event. And that looks like it's coming up September of this year. Is that right, I hope?
Yeah, so this is the Upgrade Your Life Tour. This is an in-person event in Panama City Beach in Florida, September 17th and 18th. We have put together, along with my friend and business partner, Tony Schmaltz, this two-day event with 12 speakers, including people like Kevin Sorbo, Les Brown, Tom Ziegler, Waldo Walbin, who's been on the Freedom Tour with the Trumps, and, you know, depending on who the audience is here, I know we've got a fairly conservative kind of listening base. This has not happened in Panama City Beach before. It's the spring break capital of the world ordinarily. Right. This will be the first of many tours. But if you want to be invigorated to upgrade your life and to supplement all the other work that you're doing by consuming what Robert's, what you've been sharing with the amazing work that you're doing, this is the event to get to.
All right. Well, this is, again, upcoming events in September if you haven't got plans. And you say Panama City Beach, Florida?
Spring break.
Well, you know what we called that when I grew up in Georgia? We called that the Redneck Riviera.
And if you see the big cars that are driving around on their rear wheels at the moment, Panama City Beach, I can see what you mean.
I don't know if they had something like that in the Gold Coast in Australia, but we certainly had that in the South.
The Goldie, as they call it.
The Goldie.
The Goldie and Sunshine Coast. Although my spring break was in New Zealand, and I didn't quite finish school, so I had to come out of retirement to attend the equivalent of spring break back in 1997.
I got to tour the South Island of New Zealand when I went there in the early 90s, and it was just spectacular, the scenery. I went to a place called Kaikoura, which apparently is like all of the world's ecosystems of the ocean, almost all combined in one area. And we went out on a little boat, and we found like this 12-foot, I don't know if that's 3 meters or 4 meters, this huge bottlenose dolphin in the wild. And I had my wetsuit on, and I got in. I actually swam with this wild dolphin out in the ocean. It was like craziest, coolest thing. Just some good memories of my trip to New Zealand, the South Island. I didn't do the North like most people do. I just went all the way down. Like, let's go to the furthest places and check it out.
Well, you've got great intuition, Robert, because the South Island's where it's at from a spectacular point of view. And Kaikoura, incidentally, now is not what it used to look like after the earthquakes.
Yeah.
The whole of the South Island has been really transformed in certain areas. So it's going to be a long time before Christchurch, where I'm from, is going to be rebuilt into a
right, I remember about that.
Yeah.
Well, we got to take a break here. In theory, maybe actually, our friends at Brighteon.tv take a moment to pause, and we'll be able to continue talking behind the scenes. But the public that's with us, or those that are watching at robertscottbell.com or on social media, will still be with us, and we'll hang out just chatting. I don't know if they say chit-chatting down in Australia, but, hey, we'll figure out what we got to talk about next because I'm enjoying the conversation.
Gum smacking.
Layden Dishburn continues on the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com, after this. Okay, now, this is what I say. In theory, they take a break. Sometimes they don't, so it could be that they're joining with us, but we still have our audience here. Laban, so you got out of Australia. You married a Russian woman while you were still in Australia? You married her?
Yeah, she's an Australian citizen as well. She'd been living there for 9 years when we met.
And then how did you escape the tyranny? I mean, because you said it, they made it difficult to near impossible to leave the country.
I'm a very resourceful individual, Robert.
I could tell.
I realize I almost think about, you know, having to watch what I'm going to say in case someone back in Australia and the government's watching this, although I doubt they are. It's, I mean, we got out legally, but we had to get special exemptions and permits, and we weren't allowed back. We weren't allowed back for a period of 3 months in order to get out of the country. And if I could share something super personal with you and the audience, I mentioned my wife having to go back to Russia. So her and I have experienced the loss of 16 consecutive miscarriages. Two of those are ectopics, and one of those nearly ended her life in 2019. She revealed to me about 6 months into our relationship, we've been together nearly 4 years, that growing up from 15 to 21, her stepfather had been systematically sexually abusing, resulting in two pregnancies and two subsequent illegal forced abortions, one of which damaged the uterine wall and is the cause of the miscarriages. We finally had the courage after doing some amazing healing to tell her mother in September last year, and her mother went full mama bear crazy back in Russia and got the police involved, and then the police basically subpoenaed Anna to come and testify against the perpetrator.
Wow.
I might be the world's best courage coach, but she's the most courageous person I know. She's got a podcast called the World's Best Trauma Recovery Podcast. It is mind-bogglingly good. Wow. And she's reclaimed her power, and the Australian government rejected her first application to leave the country, given all of that information. Can you possibly imagine how angry that made me?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I feel it. You as a husband, and also, you know, to learn all that she went through and have to go through it again to get the perpetrator. All right, stand by. We're about to be rejoined by our BrightEon.tv. All right, welcome back, one and all. The Robert Scott Bell Show is on 2 hours plus a day, 6 days a week here. And we have a special guest this hour, the world's best, I want to say greatest, courage coach. I just added that, my version of it. Just enjoying the discussion here with Laban Ditchburn. You can find links to him and his books, his particular book that we have here linked up, Bet on You, and that came out not too long ago. And I think that the idea here, if I'm not mistaken from that title, is like, yeah, go all in on you and who you are and what you're here to do. And I guess it's still a process of maybe unlearning things or peeling things away that are blocking people from betting on themselves, so to speak. And then that bet might not even be considered a bet. It's sort of like, this is what we're here to do. I don't think it's a risk at all. It's other than not doing it would be the risk.
Bet on You is the book that I wish I had access to 10 years before I ground along the path of rock bottom, before sort of grinding to a halt in 2015. And I found myself, Robert, gambling on a horse race in my bed after about 3.5 bottles of appropriately priced Pinot Noir, gambling on a horse race in a country I wasn't in, spending money that wasn't mine. And in the bottom left-hand corner of the screen, a screen that I'd seen thousands of times before, was a phone number. And I pulled up my cell and I called this number immediately, and it was the number for the Gambler's Helpline. And this woman picked up the phone, and her last name I'll never know, but let's just call her Magdalene, because her first name was Mary. She was a gambling counselor for 30 years. And she shared with me the statistic around how quickly gamblers commit suicide. They lose everything so much faster than the other hedonistic behaviors. And it put the fear of God into me. And through Mary Magdalene, she put me in touch with a gambler's psychologist. And for 18 months, I got access to free psychology. And in the first session, after the counselor asking me a question about my mum, I burst into tears and realized for one of the first times in my life I'd actually been able to share without judgment. And that's something that I would encourage everyone to have access to at least one time in their life, to be heard without judgment. It's a really powerful moment. And as I came to learn about all the coping mechanisms that I'd developed as the result of growing up in a less than nurturing environment, which is just a fancy word for trauma, right? And for me, it was nothing more innocuous than being a child of divorce and having a mum and dad who did the best they could with the tools they had available, but didn't really esteem themselves fully, let alone their kids. And as I came to learn and heal and forgive myself and forgive others and then eventually love myself, it made giving up all the drink and drugs and gambling and philandering. And I'm really proud, Robert, to stand before you today and your amazing audience to share that in August 26th this year, which is my wife's birthday, incidentally, we met afterwards,
It'll be 6 years without a single drop, and longer for all the other stuff as well. So,
6 years, man, way to go. That's just incredible to go down that journey and find your way out. And not only that, but find a purpose that is so uplifting and helpful to others as well. And I'm sure that, you know, what excites me about what I do, and I feel it from you as well, that when somebody is lit up and they're connected to their source and their purpose, it's like, man, does that make me just like, wow, that's so awesome. You know, and I wish people would learn more about how much joy they could get from seeing other people enjoy, right? And for a lot of times we've been programmed to believe that if somebody else is happy, then you can't, you know, it's like, I got to have that. And it's like, man, how much joy you can get from helping people to be uplifted in their own lives.
Well, I've got to congratulate you again, Robert, for the work that you're doing. And for those that have just tuned in for the first time or have, you know, heard a little bit, snippets here and there, subscribe. Join the mailing list, be involved, contribute, because by you sharing this, you allow other people that have never heard about this to have access to it. And that's the whole point of this. A rising tide lifts all boats. A rising tide lifts all boats. And I'm speaking to you, sir or madam. I'm speaking to you. I don't care how mediocre you think your life has been. You have everything already inside you to achieve the life you dreamed. You could be a transformational speaker. You could be a best-selling author. Your book could have the foreword written by Les Brown to be endorsed by the guy who wrote Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, and Chicken Soup for the Soul.
Live around the world,
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving Americans through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Show. Well, partly learn how to grow your own and start growing your own, and establish communications with your own community and find out that other people are becoming aware of this as well, and it's your own best interest. Even though we've had the convenience of not needing to know our neighbors because everything magically, you didn't have to rely on anybody, right? If you had money coming in, you could just buy stuff magically that would appear. And I think that we're going through a time to say upheaval, maybe it's the right term, maybe not, but a transformation of things that were normal for thousands of years of recorded human history that only became abnormal within the last 100 to 150 years at most.
Amen, brother. And there's two things that I would share with people. If you said, Laban, you know, what would you recommend? Because, and I realize this whole food thing can be overwhelming at times, but just hear me out with this. If there was one piece of advice I had to give, it would be to eliminate all seed oils out of your life. All canola, safflower, rice bran, like soybean, all of these oils, it looks like the data's coming out that they are far more destructive than sugar. And it's because of the fact that they are highly rancid and oxidized, but they're also GMO stocks as well. Mm-hmm. And from a linoleic acid or omega-6, you might have heard Robert talk about this in the past, I'm sure you have, and you could bring on some people that are far more versed in this than I am. But when you get that, they will stop storing themselves in your subcutaneous fat, and they'll eventually start chelating as you put your body in a healthier state. Now, if you think about that, being able to detoxify stuff that is a toxin that's got glyphosate and deuterium all over it, like, you're going to feel better. And incidentally, my ability to go in the sun has improved about fivefold. Mm-hmm. I don't wear sunscreen or deodorant or aftershave anymore. You know, I'm not an idiot. I won't go out in the sun like all day, every day. We live in Mexico where it's 30 degrees, which is like 80 degrees Fahrenheit and about 90% humidity most of the time, right? So you're not really wearing a shirt, but there's no filter on my camera. This is how tanned I am, and my background's from Scotland, right? So it should be like whiter than white. But get rid of the seed oils and then that's where you can start really simply. Use high quality animal fats and coconut oils. Mm-hmm. Watch avocado oil, because there is some bastardization, and same with olive oil. There's a lot of global stocks that have been compromised with seed oil. So just if you can trust the source, then get stuck into that and you'll feel 1,000 times better. The other thing I was going to say is if the poop really hits the fan and there is massive global food shortages and the only thing you can get is some animals that you can kill on the farm or wherever you are, carbohydrates are a non-essential nutrient, all right? You can survive very well without them. In fact, you'll probably thrive. So don't worry if there's no bread around. You'll be okay.
Yeah. I know it's an addiction for many and a quick fix. It's almost, you know, like a, you know, that sugar fix is like a drug. It really is, and it converts in that way. So as we're wrapping up here with you, Laban, great, great first round on the Robert Scavell Show, world's best courage coach. What is it that we should know about that word courage? I kind of joke, and you hear it, and it's in my historical background. Most people in the West, like, you think of the cowardly lion from The Wizard of Oz. How would it play with some kind of popular assessment of courage versus maybe a deeper understanding of wearing that as opposed to thinking it's something external to you?
I heard something last year. It was around when the protests were happening in Melbourne. And I heard someone talk about it. There's a spiritual number of people when they get together. It might be 120,000. That's when, in over history, all the protests that have all taken place, the Vietnam War and civil rights movement, there's a certain number that once all the voices come together, the change is effected. And so I would encourage you to ask yourself this question. What will my life look like 12 months from now if I keep doing the exact same thing? What will my life look like a year from now if I keep doing the same thing? What will my life look like if I keep my mouth shut for 12 months longer? Is now the time to start voicing, not being hysterical, but starting speaking your truth? Is now the time to step into courage? Is now the time to be your own world's best courage coach? And you mentioned world's greatest. The reason it's world's best is because he's the great secret. We can all be the world's best courage coach. There's room at the top for all of us. So what are you going to be the best in the world at? Step into your greatness. Let's affect change. That rising tide lifts all boats.
All right, Laban, thank you so much. Bet on You is the book. We have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. I would hang out with you any day. We'd have a great time together. I appreciate you, Laban. Thanks for being on board today.
Thank you, everyone. It was a real thrill, real thrill. And keep doing God's work.
Yep, and links are up in the show notes. If you're not sure how to find Laban, we've got them linked up as well. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.